Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The right fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting eighth. The left fielder, David Hulse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob Scanlon. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jose Parra. And now, play ball. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hamilton strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Becker reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Becker moves to third. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Munoz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Becker scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. The ball gets by Oliver for a passed ball. Puckett moves to third. Munoz moves to second. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Puckett tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Starhoviak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jaha takes first base on ball four. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Zerillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jaha moves to second. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jaha moves to third. Cirillo moves to second. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabiule fields it and throws to home to get Jaha. Cirillo moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. David Hulse batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rabiule hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walbeck hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabiule moves to second. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rabiule moves to third. Mears moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Becker hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Scanlon. The ball bounces into foul territory, and onto the outfield grass. Becker reaches second base with a double. Rabiule scores. Mears scores. Knobloch moves to third. It's 4-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett is walked intentionally. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scanlon fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Para fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Cordova. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Cordova steals second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordova moves to third. One out. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rabiule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rabiule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordova scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Twins. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabiule fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabiule fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to second. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett is walked intentionally. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Knobloch trying to get to home. Surhoff throws the ball into Oliver who tags Knobloch who's trying to score from second, for the out. Puckett moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Twins. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hulse is 0 for 1 in the game. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. Listach hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Kiefer now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 2 in the game. Starhoviak strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rabulet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rabulet hits a line drive into left field. Hull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabulet fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jaha hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Brewers, 5, Twins, 5. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Hull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hulse is 0 for 2 in the game. Hulse strikes out. 1 out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. Listach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. There goes Listach. The throw from Walbeck to Mears, and Listach is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-3 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rebule fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rebule is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rebule strikes out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mears moves to third. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nilsson strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin pinch runs for Joe Oliver. Matt Mieske pinch hits for David Hulse. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Valentin. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Valentin steals second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mieske hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rebule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Mike Matheny now catching. Matt Mieske now playing right field. B.J. Surhoff now playing left field. Joe Sluzarski now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Puckett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.